Hi guys, welcome to Unit 2 of Hacking Time and Productivity. So in Unit 1, we were talking about making sacred time. And I just wanted to make sure you all understand that what we're working towards is creating time where you can get a lot of stuff done in a short amount of time. But right now, you were just supposed to set aside the time, make it regular, and then journal what you do during that time. So once you have that down, once you feel like you're in control of that time, you understand what you're doing in that time, okay? And some of you are finding that you like to do things like clean, eat, and organize. Others of you are doing client work. Still, some of you are just kind of farting around and you're paralyzed. You're not really sure. What we're going to do now is we are going to attach what I call the worry dump onto your sacred time. So what you're going to do now is you're going to, when you enter your worry time for the first, I'm sorry, your worry time. When you enter your sacred time for the first 5 to 10 minutes, I need you to get a notebook and a pen, and I need you to label it, buy it, whatever you want to do, decorate it, call it your worry dump notebook. For some of you, you're going to go through this notebook really fast. Others of you are not. What you're going to do is for 5 to 10 minutes before you begin your sacred time, I want you to dump everything that happens in your brain into this pen and notebook. Now, here are the rules. You cannot do this on a computer. It cannot be done on a computer. It is completely against the rules. It defeats the purpose of a worry dump. So I want you to get a pen and a notebook and something that you can eat, whether it's really, really small or big, doesn't matter. My worry dump notebook is actually quite small because my sacred time sometimes is in my office. It just varies. And for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, you can set a timer on your phone. I want you to literally sit down with a pen and write everything that comes into your brain. This could be anything from, I need to call my mom. I need to pay the bills. I'm scared my kid has, you know, Lyme disease. Like, anything that happens in your brain that comes into your brain, I want you to dump it into this notebook. And every single time you start your sacred time every day, I want you to start with the 5 to 10 minute worry dump, writing it down on the pen, close the notebook, close the pen, and then continue doing whatever you naturally do in your sacred time. Keep journaling. Make sure you are tracking what you're doing in your sacred time. Try to make sure that you're 100% in control of that time, that you are teaching your children, teaching your spouse, teaching the people around you that you cannot be interrupted during this time. That was the whole point of number one. It wasn't to get a ton of work done. It was to be in charge of that space and not be interrupted and to rearrange your life for that time every day consistently. If you haven't figured out a sacred time on the weekends, I would like you to. It can be at different times. It doesn't have to follow the pattern, but 5 days, same time, each day. If you manage to get 30 minutes, you may want to boost it to 60 now or boost it to 90. And then you're going to add that 5 to 10 minute worry dump notebook and pen only. Keep it by your sacred time workspace at all times. Free write. Do not judge. It can be all kinds of crazy things, from emotional feelings to physical feelings to to-do lists, anything like that. That's all I want you to do. I promise all of this is going to stack and you're going to start to see how it works together. That's unit two. That's task two. Let me know in the comments and Facebook what comes up in your worry dump notebook. Thanks, guys. Bye.